Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Chris McLaughlin, Cole Galloway, and Danette Rivera. I would like to talk about how do you know when to trust your gut? Cole, can you start us off?
Oh, I love this question. I love the whole idea of Gestalt thinking and process. And I think looking at the panel today, we're all old enough and experienced enough. I think we do trust our guts. Working with kids and families, taking a little bit of a different tact, I think you want to trust your gut or your Gestalt thinking if you have enough experience and if you're not trying to jump to a decision and not sort of do your due diligence. And I do that somewhere. I just don't want to go back over those factors again. Can't I just jump? And I'll jump. And that's when my gut doesn't serve me. But I think my gut served me pretty well.
So sometimes, you know, you think about it, the gut in the business world, we're moving a lot to this sort of data decision making. But sometimes, is your gut fully your gut? Or is it just things, past experiences? Or is it things that you can see in people's body language? You know, but sometimes they call it the gut, but I sometimes wonder, just situational-wise, is it past experiences and what you see and feel makes you make those decisions? I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. I know that for me, I've learned to really, really listen to my gut and my intuition. And how I've done that is because I intentionally became much more aware whenever it was triggered to pay attention to what was the trigger. What was it that caused? What kinds of situations? And I think part of it was because I have been a victim of violence, and that was really the path that put me on understanding to learn to trust my gut, because when it happened, I had been feeling there had been some things that were practically screaming at me that maybe this wasn't the best place. And to Cole's point, I was young. I was a college student. And so from there, I started just paying more attention. And even when it's excitement, because I'm doing something I care about, there's that point where sometimes I feel something in my gut and then I realize, okay, this isn't really fear. It's more, I'm excited. I care about what's happening. I want to do well. And so it kicks in. So that has really helped me a great deal. So I think being aware of when they happen starts to teach you when to really listen for one reason or the other.
I think you bring up a really good point that sometimes it is fear and you just have to like overcome it. And other times it's your gut screaming at you, don't do that. And that I think is the hardest decision to make is which is it? When is it your gut saying, nope, that's not a good idea. It's not a good fit for you. And when is it just fear you have to move through, like the, you know, the fear of missing out or the fear of, oh, I should, whatever.
Years ago, I read an article that I found very interesting. It was from an FBI agent. And he said that women have a tendency not to listen to their gut. And it's kind of generalizing, but his point was that he said a woman can see an elevator open and have this gut instinct that she shouldn't get in it because there's someone standing in there that she just gets that feeling like, don't get in the elevator. And he said the tendency is to get into that cage. It's someone that you just had that weird feeling. And so that also like made me think, wow. Yeah, the person feels like, oh, maybe they'll be offended if I don't get on the elevator. Mm-hmm. And so he made some great points.
It makes me think, you know, about the gut. And you something people always say, it's a bit abstract, or something didn't feel right, like you said there. And what does that mean? Then you've got to say, what does that mean? But just that something didn't feel right.
Yeah, in process thinking, in my area where you're trying to capture multiple factors and how they interact for a baby's behavior or dynamic systems theory, it's exactly what Chris is talking about. And I love that looking back at the process where everything has to boil down to an action. So in some ways, one way or the other, it's going to come through a gut. It's going to come through our body, going to come through a decision. Oftentimes it's a yes or no or up or down, left and right. I also, big surprise for people that have heard me before, when you're dealing with justice and diversity, you might want to compare your gut to Robin's gut, to Chris's gut. A team that has diverse backgrounds, you don't have to rely on your gut solo in fear of no one else. If you've built a team or in a safe space at work or in your family, you've got other people that you can also bounce your gut off of them. And then that's even more protective, I think. But in work, maybe sometimes we're afraid or we don't show leadership if we ask other people, what's your gut feeling about what I should do. But I think that's very leadership oriented.
Mm. I think to add to that, Cole, you talk about the gut feeling you other people, Cole, and it's getting a diversity of people, so it's not like an echo chamber. You're getting different diverse thoughts. It's really good, and you actually seek out people who are different than you with that gut feeling. So that's a really good point.
The challenge, I think, when you ask someone else about their gut feeling is then you're basically saying, hey, put this intuition, emotional kind of just feeling into words and explain it to me. And I think that's really hard. It's hard to say to someone, you know, I don't know. I just don't like it. Like that doesn't help.
Yeah, I think to your point, Robin, it's kind of like for the gut instinct, that whole gut is really like a trigger. Something makes it happen in our body and it goes to that whole fight or flight and all that stuff. But when you ask someone else, they're not in that feeling. So that now they're drawing upon their experience in a way more and knowing you. So I think it can help, but definitely you're putting them in a position where it's just that they're not having that same response that you just had. So it's going to affect their response a little.
So if we circle back to the original question, how do you know when to trust your gut? Do we have an answer? Like, how do you know when you trust your gut?
Like for me, I guess it goes to the point what I said before, I've really learned to trust my gut just in general, because in becoming more aware of how it feels and when it happens and kind of figuring out, okay, this is more, you know, I'm getting ready to be on a stage and talk. I think if I ever lose that kind of a little bit of fear, then that means I don't care as much anymore about it. Right. So that when that happens, I know it's not a bad thing. It's just the excitement and I know what to do to take care of it. So just that awareness for me is what really has made it where I don't struggle with it as much anymore, because I recognize true danger and I listen to it and I obey.
And maybe a little micro step of stepping outside, just step outside yourself before you make that decision based on yourself. Reflect on your gut feeling, like, has this served me well in the past? And it sounds like from our other speakers that they trust their gut because it's really served them well. I think you just need some feedback and some cycles and frankly, some trial and error in life and doing the wrong things and doing the right things. But I think you can if your gut, I mean, it's almost asking your gut feeling what its gut feeling is about the gut feeling.
Chris, what was your question?
No, it was probably on what Cole said there, Robin. Is sometimes, you know, do people know people that sometimes be impetuous and go over the gut when actually it's the wrong decision to make? I think all of us have learned from past experiences how to use our gut intuition well. But is there people that can be impetuous and go gut when it's actually not the right thing to do and maybe make a more data-informed decision?
I mean, I know I've ignored my gut to the cost of like $10,000 at a pop. I've definitely made that mistake. But it's hard because there are certain things like business opportunities that I haven't taken just because they didn't feel right. I'm like, yeah. And sometimes I wonder, you know, should that have been something that I did? Was I just afraid and I didn't do it for the wrong reasons? So I feel like if you don't do something because your gut tells you not to, it's an opportunity cost. You don't really get to say, oh, what if I had? But if you, if you have a gut feeling that says, hey, don't do this, and you do it anyway, then you know, oh, wait, no, I shouldn't have done that.
I think that's my experience. We have our own experiences and all of that, but it's true that sometimes that gut kicks in and you do wonder what's really making it happen. And you know, it's not perfect, because like you, Robin, I've jumped into contract work with people that something was telling me I probably shouldn't, and then I did, and it was like, wow, I should have listened. At other times I haven't, and then you wonder if you missed out on that opportunity. But I think, you know, overall it's really, when you're young, you don't really know yet. You're just learning and you're growing up and you're becoming better at things. And that includes your intuition and that whole gut instinct of, okay, what is this really? Because I can think of a million times when I was young, when I, even things that weren't as complicated as a violent act, but just general things where I was like, oh, why did I go on that date?
Well, that is our 10 minutes, so I'm going to have to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation. I knew in my gut it would be great. I'll talk to you again soon.